Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void. We're prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Things move fast in college football, not just the season as we're heading towards November, but when you think about the changes that have taken place over the years and where we are now, could you imagine 3 years ago having a discussion that, you know, Kansas is going to beat Oklahoma? You know, Clemson, who's on the top of college football world, or near the top, would be 4-4 in the bottom of the ACC. And, oh, yeah, Bo Nix is up for a Heisman discussion at Oregon. Things change a lot. You've got 0-9 Jayhawks reach bowl eligibility for the second straight year. The dynastic Clemson Tigers have sputtered to their fourth ACC loss. A lot going on in college football. We've got the first rankings coming out on Tuesday. Got a lot to get to. We're going to break down week 9 that was in college football, kind of tell you where we see it. Before we dig deep into all the film, we've already started on some of it. We're going to give you some initial thoughts and how things played out. So that is the topic on today's Landry Football Podcast, part of the Landry Football Podcast Network, which you can get for free by subscribing, liking, and sharing the Landry Football Podcast Network on Apple, on Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Now, you can get more detailed breakdowns, and we're going to hit on some of the things, but we're going to go in greater details on the things that I'm talking about at LandryFootball.com. We're going to break down how the playoff rankings should look and may look over at LandryFootball.com. The detailed breakdowns of the game of football, college football and the NFL, from a playing, coaching, scouting perspective, that's what we do for you at LandryFootball.com. That's why you want to become involved, become a member. Take advantage of the football season sale that we've got going on. It's the best deal that we have. You can try it out for a month. You can try it out for 6 months. But our 12-month package, our football season sale, is the best deal that we have going. So, Saturday saw us with a playoff hope in Oklahoma, move back to the line. Now they've got one loss. It was a day in which Ohio State and Washington survived a scare, but once again, kind of proved their mettle. It gave the committee a lot to chew on. Georgia has developed a reputation for having two speeds, board and Death Star. Let me explain that quickly. People talk about Georgia's board. What happens with a team that is dominant at the line of scrimmage that Georgia is, they don't come out with the idea of playing board. They're conservative. They want to see what the opponent does. They want to don't do anything foolish that might cost them. And then sometimes they may give up an early touchdown, and they may be down 7 or 10 or even 14 or down at the half. But usually by the end of the first quarter, if not sooner, they're starting to make the adjustment. So in addition to being an elite talent base, they are an elite coaching staff that doesn't wait to halftime to adjust. They adjust in between series. And that's why you have a situation where, look, underdogs tend to do the opposite. You're not going to beat Muhammad Ali by going 12, 15 rounds with the guy. You better come out, throw your haymakers, get a punch in, and try to knock them out. Football's a lot more difficult. It's 4 quarters. It takes longer, a lot more people, of course. So the analogy ends there. But if you're a Florida, if you're any of the teams that have played Georgia, you come out with your best shot. Georgia's not going to come out with their best shot. Georgia's going to come out, play it vanilla, play it simple, take what you've got to give them, and then adjust to it. That's why after a 7-0 lead, it was all Georgia. They dominated the game. it wasn't being bored as much as they tend to be very judicious and very vanilla to make sure that they don't mistake their way into costing them either further deficit. Carson Beck and Ladd McConkie were good. The defense sacked Florida four times, 43-20 win. And the 20 was, I would say, if there was boredom, it was late. And it was, it was quite frankly a game that was a lot, not even as close as the 43-20 score. Georgia beat South Carolina by 10, Auburn by 7, but those teams are awful. Georgia beat Kentucky by 38 and beat Florida by 23. Look, if you feel like it's, whether it's a rivalry game or they feel challenged, that's when they play their best ball. There's no doubt about it. But I think a lot of it is they know that they're going to beat South Carolina or Auburn. They know that. They just sometimes, I think, don't make as many adjustments. And the Auburn game, it's about Auburn's style that caused them a little bit of a problem. South Carolina was a good quarterback on the other side. But make no mistake that if Georgia is focused and ready, you're not going to beat them. The knock on Florida State through a 7-0 start was that they couldn't put a complete performance together or hadn't against a Wake Forest team who's pretty good at Wake in Winston-Salem. In an early start, it kind of looked like, watch out, Florida State. Oh, they were watching out and they were ready, and they dominated. A really great performance. Utah has done Utah things all year long. They're physical. They're well-coached. And they can beat a lot of teams, including beating a USC. But as we talk about how USC has completely been a disaster on defense and how soft that program is and that team is, we can get overly exuberant about what Utah has done. When you match a team like Oregon with their physicality and more balance, Oregon is the best team in the Pac-12, folks. They are, to me, one of the four best teams in the country because they're more complete. Yeah, I know. I saw the game and I watched the tape of Oregon-Washington. I saw Washington win, and I absolutely understand it. And they should be ranked ahead of Oregon. But if you ask me who's more complete and who's better, it's Oregon. Texas, strong start in 23, got up with after Quinn Ewers got gone. You wonder how it was going to be. Malik Murphy took the reins, two touchdown throws, 35-6 win over BYU. Oklahoma lost to Kansas, so we'll see how things can go going forward, but Texas had the answer at quarterback, no doubt. Louisville, I'm not buying them any more than I was before about a playoff team, but bounced back from a brutal loss to Pitt by annihilating Duke. It still puts Louisville in the catbird seat in the ACC. It's Florida State and everybody else, but they're going to have to play somebody else. And who's that going to be? Is it going to be Louisville? I mean, Virginia Tech's 3-1. I mean, what's going on? It's a pretty competitive league, but make no mistake, Florida State's the only one that is big time. For Ohio State and the aforementioned Washington, Washington's not playing well. They didn't play well against Arizona. They didn't really play all that well against Stanford, but they win. They won. They're not playing well enough to win going forward the Pac-12 title. But can they right the ship? They're still very good. They're very explosive. Ohio State, meanwhile, they're not getting much done offensively behind Marvin Harrison, who caught six passes for 123 yards and two touchdowns. But I'm going to tell you something. They're running the football well. Travion Henderson ran well. They're 4-0 in games in which they scored 24 or less this year. And it's an odd dynamic because the defense killed them in recent playoffs. This is a better line of scrimmage team. I don't think that they're good enough offensively to win a title at Ohio State. But they are good defensively. They're more physical. And I wonder when they play Michigan, if they're able to match Michigan's physicality, but if it might not be Michigan's a little bit more explosive and more versatile offensively. It's going to be a fun watch. With that said, you're not going to hear me utter the words Ohio State is the best team in the country, because I don't see that inside the film room watching it. But might they get consideration? Might they even be the first number one team in the college football playoff ranking on Tuesday? Because if you look at the quality games and the quote-unquote resume, they might put them there. Michigan's better than Ohio State? You betcha. Georgia's better? Yeah. Would Alabama beat them? Yeah. Would Florida State beat them? Yeah. A couple of more. Oregon beat them? Yeah. I'm not sure that Ohio State is in the top five or six teams in the country. But they might be ranked number one for what that's worth, and it means nothing. If you look at Ohio State, their lack of offense is one thing, but they've showed a lot of resolve in the face of adversity. I don't know that I put a one-loss team in front of them right now. I think, again, the first set of rankings just really don't mean a whole lot. Kansas rocked Oklahoma. I'm not stunned, but I'm surprised. I thought Oklahoma would take care of business. And I thought the rain delay, the weather delay, hurt Kansas more than it did Oklahoma. I thought this game might have been even more decidedly in favor of Kansas had it not been the case. Now, Oklahoma's road to the postseason is still wide open, and they still can win the Big 12 championship. But I think it's tougher. I mean, I think a unbeaten Oklahoma Big 12 champion makes the playoffs. A one-loss Oklahoma Big 12 champion or Texas one-loss champion. I don't know. I think Texas is in a better position if they win to make the playoffs, because they've got the win over Alabama. So if Alabama's in the discussion, or even if Alabama's not in the discussion, that's a big marquee win. That when you have only six or eight teams that are elite and one of those beats one of the others in that group, that's a big statement. Texas has it. Oklahoma doesn't. They've got the win over Texas, and that's fine. But if Texas avenges the loss to Oklahoma, then it's over for Oklahoma. But what if Oklahoma wins again? Well, they've beaten Texas twice, and that's fine. But is it going to have the transitive property effect of, well, we beat Texas twice and Texas beat Alabama? I don't know that it will. I don't know that it will. Let me put it to you another way. Alabama, if they would have beat Georgia in the SEC championship game, would finish ahead of Oklahoma. They might even finish ahead of Texas. I don't know that. We'll see. That's a debate for another day. I think it's a moot point. I think when it's all said and done, when I look at Texas and I look at Oklahoma, and I look at Alabama, I see three teams that are very good, and I think are just on the surface, on the cuff, playoff caliber, but I think all three will fall short, because I think Georgia will win the SEC championship. I think Oregon will win the Pac-12, and I think will be a stronger one-loss team. If Florida State runs the table, which I think they will, they'll be in. And then I think Michigan is likely to run the table, and they'll be in. So I think it'll be Georgia, Michigan, Florida State, and Oregon, personally. And I think those other are going to fall by the wayside. But it's still a possibility and a lot of football left. You can get further breakdowns of this, what happened and why it happened in Oklahoma, Kansas, over in our Scouts Notebook, Film Room Observations from Week 9 in College Football, over at LandryFootball.com. Penn State was not all that impressive and struggled against Indiana, but still got it done. How about Maryland? And what a loss for them at Northwestern. Might they take the interim tag off there? Interesting to see. Clemson, it's the bottom of the ACC. Wow. Let that sink in. They are at the bottom of the ACC. And yes, the ACC is a pretty good league this year. I mean, it's showing some balance for Clemson to be at the bottom. That's a big time statement. A big time statement again is how bad this USC defense is, and Lincoln Riley's continuing to try to spit on everybody.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And tell them it's raining. Cal had a two-point conversion and could have won the game, but the bottom line is that USC can't do anything defensively. I'm not going to spend time on it because I've devoted too much time on this platform and on LandryFootball.com explaining what USC and specifically Lincoln Riley needs to do to fix this. It's up to him at this point. It's not going to happen. Arizona upsets Oregon State. How about that 5-3 Arizona team? Not been impressed with Jed Finch overall as a coach, but I got to admit he's doing a pretty good job. The freshman Noah Fifita has been exceptional since stepping into the starting job. They're in the middle of a five-game stretch against teams that were ranked at the kickoff. So really, really impressive at what they've done. That's a good Oregon State team that they were able to get done. Texas A&M beat South Carolina, and I think the storyline is, well, they're one win away from bowl eligibility. How sad is that? That's where Texas A&M is. Who did they beat? They beat a bad team in South Carolina and a poorly coached team in South Carolina, who, once again, their coach is consistently talking about excuses and this and that and injuries. There's always phonies in college football. Shane Beamer heads the list of some of the biggest phonies that I have seen. He's just really really embarrassing how he tries to obfuscate what's truly going on over there. Iowa State is 4-1 in Big 12 play, and they've got a shot at the Teague title. That is not something that I consider. Now, Texas and Kansas State and Iowa State control their own destiny in the conference. Let that think in. Kansas State, Texas. Kansas State was a team that I thought could maybe compete and maybe challenge in the Big 12, but it was Texas and Oklahoma all the way. Iowa State is in the mix. Nebraska's getting a little bit better. They thumped Purdue. I see some positives coming out of there. I mentioned David Braun's big win at Northwestern over Maryland. What a Maryland. Another, again, a very talented Maryland team that wins on talent. Mike Loxley's just not a very good coach. UCLA knocking off, pounding Colorado, really 28-16. Again, we've explained the situation with Colorado all year long, what was going to happen, what was truly happening when people were hyping it up, that it was going to come down to earth, and it has in a big way, in a big thumping way. UCLA thumped them in more ways than one. This is a very good defensive team. And Chip Kelly, it's the reason why he took the UCLA job. Remember when he could have had the Florida job? He turned it down before they went to Dan Mullen. I mean, Florida's, you know, frustrated and thinking about trying to fire two coaches in the time that Chip went to UCLA. Why? Chip doesn't want to be in a place where you've got a lot of fan involvement and a lot of chirping. He likes to be somewhere, and I know this sounds funny, out on the beaten path. In LA, in a football sense, it is. Nobody pays a whole lot of attention. He's been able to build his program the right way. He's one of the biggest culture builders in football, and he's building at UCLA, and they're good defensively. And he's got it's not getting the Johnny five stars, but he knows how to recruit his type of guys. And it's starting to look a little bit, you know, how he put the culture together at Oregon. They don't have the talent that Oregon had when he was at Oregon or what Oregon has now. It'll be interesting to see if they can take that program to the next level once it goes to the Big Ten. But he's done a really good job, nonetheless, at UCLA. So winners and losers, speaking of Oregon, they're one of them. They are the best team in the Pac-12, sorry, Washington. They're playing better. They're more complete. Undisciplined, non-physical programs get hammered by Utah. When you're Oregon, you can match that physicality. They dominated Utah. Oregon's one of the top four teams in the country. I'm not so sure that they're not in the class with Georgia and Michigan. They're that good. Really, really good. We talked about how bad Clemson is. How bad is Pittsburgh? It's a trail of losers this week. Notre Dame beat Pitt 58-7. It was a blowout. And it was one of those post-game press conferences that's gone viral. Pat Narduzzi talking about basically took a shot at his players. It's my fault. Didn't do a good job of coaching. You know.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Put it on me. We got to make plays. Tried to stick the landing and walk it back. But the first part, what he calls out his players, says you lose a lot of good players from a year ago, and I think as a coach you're going to replace them, and obviously we haven't. Well, that hasn't gone over well in that locker room. Really, really bad. The winner, of course, is Kansas. Oklahoma escaped at the buzzer for two straight games. And so the theory that, well, they're a dominant team and they just were sleeping, that's what people say about Georgia. No, no, no. When they're challenged, Georgia dominates. Oklahoma is not dominant. Just because they beat Texas doesn't make them dominant. They haven't beaten a really good team outside of Texas. They've beaten some good teams. But there's nothing special about this Oklahoma team. They're improved. And they're in a position to win the Big 12 still. I don't think they're a playoff team, and I don't think they're going to make it. It's the first win, Kansas's first win over Oklahoma since 97. It's the first top 10 win for Kansas since 2007. And it's only Kansas's second top 25 win since 2010. So they did all of that without their starting quarterback, Jalen Daniels, who hadn't played since September. Let that sink in. Syracuse and Dino Babers. Have we seen this before? Start off 4-0, lost four straight. That's a pattern. Let's go back to Thursday night, a 38-10 loss. First of those three losses, games against Clemson, North Carolina, Florida State. But the defeat against Virginia Tech feels different. This is a bad-looking Virginia Tech team, yet they're still in the race of the ACC. Syracuse season feels reminiscent of last year when they started 6-0 and then finished 7-6. Probably where they're going to go, except I don't think they're going to get to seven wins. They've got to make some tough decisions at Syracuse. Dino Babers is not the answer. He's got a lot of con guy and fraud in him as well. Be interesting to see. They've got to make a commitment to that program, though, or they're not going to attract anybody that's very good. Louisville responded. They were upset 2 weeks ago on the road against Pitt, against that bad Pitt team that got blown up by Notre Dame. But then Louisville, remember, beats Notre Dame. It's a top 20 offense. They're in the ACC race. Great job. A little bit more about Clemson. They're 4-4. They're officially out of the running to win 10 games. First time since 2010 they failed to do so. It's not bad. It's just disastrous bad. It's really, really bad. That's a team. Yeah, they've lost a lot of close games. Quote, unquote, they're close. Those are the type of games that determine whether you're good or not, is winning the close games. They're not doing that. Players of the week, so maybe off the radar players.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
How about Blake Watson's performance at Memphis? The running back did everything in their 45-42 win over North Texas. Led the team with 169 yards rushing, two touchdowns, 9.9 yards per touch. He's a transfer from Old Dominion. He's really one of the better running backs in the country if you haven't had a chance to see him. I was impressed by Louisiana Lafayette's Cameron Whitfield. It's hard to believe that anybody had a more impactful game. Again, it's relatively the opponent. You got to understand that, who he is and where he is versus who they played. They beat a pretty good South Alabama team, 33-20. Seven tackles, 3.5 for loss, 3.5 sacks, 3 forced fumbles. Two of those fumbles led directly to touchdowns. The other prevented the Jags from potentially scoring before halftime. Interesting weekend. Got some breakdowns by conference over at our film room observations and week 9 in college football over at LandryFootball.com. We're going to go in by conference. We'll go into each team, what happened, the highlights of the week, ACC, Big 12, Big 10, Pac-12, SEC, and then the group of five. Things there. Air Force dominated the second half in the Snowfield game against Colorado State. Tulane beating Rice. We've got the updates there. James Madison winning its fifth one-possession game. Liberty keeps rolling. We've got some news on New Mexico State, Georgia Southern. We've got a lot to get into. Hey, Maxson comes back this week, Tuesday night action. Conference USA is taking a little bit of a backseat, but Buffalo at Toledo. Toledo team is very, very good. Saturday slate is going to be interesting. You've got Texas hosting Kansas State, Oklahoma facing Oklahoma State. You've got Ole Miss hosting A&M, which is going to be real big because it either is a game that's going to ruin Ole Miss's season or more likely put a lot more heat and maybe get some Aggies to begin to think about stroking some checks if Ole Miss wins, particularly if Ole Miss embarrasses A&M. And trust me, we can talk about the feud between Lane Kiffin and Nick Saban and Jimbo Fisher and Nick Saban. The feud in the SEC, the two coaches that truly hate one another are Lane Kiffin and Jimbo Fisher. And I don't think Jimbo Fisher is capable of blowing out Ole Miss. I think Ole Miss is capable of embarrassing and blowing out A&M. And if they get a chance to do so, they're going to try to do it. Now, the big matchups is in the SEC. You got Missouri traveling to Georgia, while LSU's at Alabama, Washington, USC in a potential shootout. We could see Oregon State, Colorado, and Arizona hosting UCLA in the Pac-12. So big weekend this coming week, week 10 in college football. We'll be here to break it all down for you. All the games, all the teams, all the players, all the schemes at LandryFootball.com. Take advantage of our football season sale that we've got going. You can try it out for a month. You can try it out for 6 months. But our football season sale is the best package that we have. Also, a reminder to subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network on Apple, on Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. For those of you that are big NFL fans, you can catch all our NFL previews over at LandryFootball.com as well as our podcast. Who are the 8 teams under the most pressure to improve at the trade deadline? We've got that for you at LandryFootball.com. The latest power rankings, all the film breakdowns. From soup to nuts, college football, NFL. Breaking the games down from a playing, coaching, scouting, and front office perspective is what we do. So make sure that you check us out at LandryFootball.com today. Appreciate you joining us. Enjoy the games. Talk to you again next time, everyone.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.